This is Bob Pliska at the Holy Mother of God Radio Ministry in Parkersville, West Virginia. Jeannie Donathan ran across an item that we think is something that you should consider. Jeannie, would you go ahead and reiterate what you were telling me?
This is an article gleaned from The Wanderer of last February. With our thanks to Bishop Pabrocki for his courage in the following. He is from the Bishop of Springfield, Illinois. In a sensitively worded but thoroughly grounded in truth pastoral guide regarding the handling of gender identity issues in his diocese, Bishop Thomas Pabrocki declared unequivocally, "A person cannot change his or her gender and should accept and seek to live in conformity with his or her sexual identity as determined at birth." While the diocese encourages professional counseling for those who suffer from gender dysphoria, Bishop Pabrocki has made clear that certain policies regarding the Diocese of Springfield are non-negotiable. All persons will be addressed and referred to with pronouns in accord with their biological sex. All correspondence, documents, and records will reflect the subject person's biological sex. All persons will use bathrooms and locker rooms that correspond with their biological sex while on diocesan or parish property. These directives apply not only to diocesan schools, but to all church employees and volunteers. The clear statement of policy is timely as Catholic schools and other diocesan entities increasingly face situations that challenge previously unquestioned, widely accepted norms. In an aggressively activist political climate, often fueled by social media, our pastors, principals, and administrators of parishes, schools, and affiliated groups and institutions deserve the clarity and protection of consistent diocesan policy on the matter of gender identity, said Bishop Pabrocki. Such policy protects our leaders from being forced to sort through these complex and sensitive matters reactively under the pressure of inevitably sensitive situations, he continued. Such policy also protects our leaders at the local level from being pressured and intimidated on the basis of what is believed to be their own personal interpretation and opinion. Bishop Pabrocki is taking a preemptive stance to ensure that Catholic schools do not follow the path of celebrating and accepting transgenderism that public schools in his state have chosen. Pabrocki explained that the document was developed due to the increased pressure on Catholic schools and other institutions through the courts and legislatures, requiring schools to allow boys who believe they are girls to use girls' restrooms and locker room facilities and play on girls' sports teams and vice versa. Many public schools have begun to implement such policies. While acknowledging that gender dysphoria is a real psychological condition in which a biological male or female believes he or she is the opposite gender, Pabrocki said it is of paramount importance to handle such situations with gentle and compassionate pastoral skill and concern. Gender dysphoria is a condition that affects the entire family, noted Pabrocki. He continued, In a culture that promotes a false and overly sentimentalized conception of love, many families of an adult or child with gender dysphoria will feel a sense of obligation to support their loved one in, quote, whatever is going to make them happy, end quote. Family members likely wrestle with a sense of confusion, guilt, and uncertainty over how best to support their loved one. And they face pressure, either directly or indirectly, from the prevailing culture to celebrate and reinforce their loved one's gender dysphoria and feel compelled to solve the problem by surgically and hormonally changing the biological sex of the affected person. Such treatments, especially for children, are invasive and disruptive physically, chemically, psychologically, emotionally, and spiritually, he said. Fueling the confusion that families face in these circumstances is not merciful, declared Springfield's bishop. It is imperative to be clear on the reality of human biology as a gift from God that we cannot change. The Catholic Church teaches that the removal or destruction of healthy sexual and reproductive organs is a type of mutilation and intrinsically evil, he said. Procedures, surgeries, and therapies designed to assist a person in transitioning his or her gender are morally prohibited. Everyone, man and woman, should acknowledge and accept his sexual identity. Of course, there's no doubt that the LGBT community will not be happy with this document. And in fact, they already have launched a petition against Bishop Pepperaki. The Catechism, however, he says, identifies as closely connected to incest. Well, we want to say to Bishop Pepperaki, thank you for your courage. Our prayers are with you and your diocese, and we'll keep an eye on what's happening there. God bless you.
This is Bob Pliska at the Holy Mother of God Radio Ministry in Perkinsville, West Virginia. God be with you.